We've just learned that one of the great detectives died this month. Walter C. McCrone's name is not as familiar as Sam Spade or Easy Rollins, but the microscope master who died in Chicago at the age of 86 solved some of the major mysteries of our time. Looking into his microscope, Walter McCrone made judgments about the authenticity of the Shroud of Turin, the cause of Beethoven's death, the value of so-called priceless paintings. Skip Palahniuk joins us now from his office in Elgin, Illinois. Mr. Palahniuk used to work for Walter McCrone. And Mr. Palahniuk, I understand you call him your mentor, eh?
Yes, absolutely. I became interested in microscopy when I finally got the microscope I had won when I was 8 years old. And you can't be interested in microscopy and not have heard the name of Dr. McCrone. And I was fortunate enough to work for him for the last 30-plus years.
Well, tell us about some of his specific work. What did he do about the Shroud of Turin, which was, we should remind listeners was the cloth that was believed to have been the death shroud of Jesus by many of the faithful?
Well, principally is what he did is, unlike everybody else who used what Walter was fond of calling 10-foot pole methods, he got down and looked at the dust that was embedded in the fibers in the shroud. And when you do that, you can't help but see that there are pigment particles. Those particles are iron oxide, and in the blood areas, they also contain mercury sulfides. And then finally, that's all got a thin coating of a gelatinous medium that holds it in place. In other words, it's a painting. There's nothing that beats the microscope, and of course, Dr. McCrone is the master of the tool.
In the case of how Beethoven died, he was able to take a look at some of the composer's hair under his microscope. Hair is provides wonderful clues, I take it.
Yes, it does. It picks up elements that are in the human body, particularly concentrates heavy metals, for example, arsenic and lead. Using sophisticated microscopical methods, you can look along the length of the hair, analyze in increments, and find out how long before a person dies that the lead or other heavy mineral began to be administered.
Well, what did he find in the case of Beethoven?
So in Beethoven, there were high concentrations of lead present along a considerable portion of the shaft, indicating that certainly could have been, if not the cause, certainly a contributing factor to the cause of his death because of high concentrations of the metal.
Dr. McCrone said that he had seen something like 30,000 different substances through his microscope, and he could identify them on sight. That sounds extraordinary.
Well, it's for a person who loves to do this kind of thing, It's not as extraordinary as you may imagine. When I first finally was fortunate enough to go to work for him over 30 years ago, one of the games we used to play was a game called UFO that I was introduced to. You would come into the laboratory in the morning, and on your microscope would be a microscope slide. And in a Sharpie pen, it said UFO. And it could be anything in the world on it. And so we had such things, residue from the bottom of a bag of pistachio nuts, I remember, tarantula feces, nose pickings, combustion products from a cog railway. It could be anything in the world. I gave him once hops from beer making. We would see something in the course of looking at working on a case, a forensic problem, industrial problem, art authentication problem. The idea is that you do recognize that material when you see it again. Dr. McCrone, though, was the leader in this area and taught the rest of us.
Thank you so much. Skip Palahniuk is the president and senior research microscopist at Microtrace Company in Elgin, Illinois. His mentor, Walter McCrone, died this month of heart failure. Dr. McCrone once told the Chicago Tribune, "Most of the world never sees what I see. It is more beautiful than anything outside the microscope."